is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
All right, we're back here for the final segment of Monday Night Talk. Just to keep you listening to 95.9 WATD, coming up after the top of the hour, 8 o'clock, South Shore Live. You can stream them on southshorelive.com as they're going to have Jen Meyer of the 4-H at the Ware River Farm in Hingham. I guess they're going to be talking about pigs and other animals. And in the Hour 9 Lounge, they're going to have the famous Phil Pacino. I think I'm saying his name right. So be sure to tune in.
Sounds fun.
8 o'clock for Stan Blackmore and the gang. Joining us on the phone line, a reoccurring guest, Joe, is Dr. Kate Roberts. She is a good friend that we've had on numerous times, especially when it comes to parenting, helping with children, being a psychologist. Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, Dr. Kate.
It's great to be here, Kevin.
Well, we need you in the worst way. Joe and I were kind of talking during the break in regards to being able to contain ourselves with, you know, the stress of holidays. Joe's like, I wish we had this conversation before Thanksgiving.
Because this is perfect timing right now.
Joe says he was...
Yeah, really? What's going on?
The holidays are going on. You're perfect to talk about this. Very excited.
Yeah, it's a busy time, isn't it?
It really is. So thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's definitely ramped up, it seems like, every year with all the new gadgets and technology and a lot of expectations and pressure people put on themselves to kind of have the perfect holiday party or holiday get-together. So it's a lot for people to manage.
I have to say, the one stressful thing for me is when the Tachi family gets together, me and my siblings, there's usually, I got a couple of good siblings. I got a couple of siblings that I got one sibling. I'm not going to name her, but like the past 2 years, we've done the Yankee swap, right?
And me and my
next sister-in-law, because I'm the oldest, and then my sister Lisa, we're usually like the ones who abide by the rules that we set as siblings for the Yankee swap.
Right.
And it's like, you know, it's $20-$25 limit, and you know, you do the typical Yankee swap thing where you pull in numbers. But I got one or two siblings, and there's six of us, who will think that you know, we're not going to figure out that they went to Job Lot and paid $3, and that they're gonna run off with a $25 gift card to Best Buy.
Right.
That's my stress. That's you know, so it's hard for me to maintain when we get together as siblings and stay positive. So I'm counting on you, Dr. K, to get me through this year's gathering of the siblings.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it's not going to change, so you might as well just be positive about it because, you know, that kind of thing is just how people are.
Right.
You know?
So you're saying that I should go and get a Job Lot gift too?
I think that you should lower your expectations and, you know, not count on nice gifts from certain siblings.
But here's the thing. Here's the payoff is the one sibling that I know for a fact may have paid $4 for her gift in total, usually, is the past 2 years has been the one who gets to, you know, that one, if you end up, there's with the Yankee swap, depending on when you pick, I think it's if you're the first one, then at the end, you can take somebody else's. The past 2 years, I have a particular sibling who has done that, and then seconds after getting her prize, runs, oh, I gotta go. Just saying.
We have that.
Well, maybe don't invite her this year.
It's not my house, so I can't do that.
So what I want to know is so there are two big things. When it comes to the holidays and getting together. And one of those things is trying to make travel arrangements and making sense of being everywhere at the same time. So my big question is how do you do that? But my second question is once you're all there, we all know that there's certain things you're not supposed to talk about around the dinner table. And one of those things is politics. And with the election and everything coming up, how do you navigate something like that? Because that this year in particular with the presidential election winding down, we know that's going to be a topic of conversation. Oh, so how do you navigate things like that? Those are the big ticket questions.
Well, I think that you have to really decide within your nuclear family, you know, yourself and your spouse and your children, how you want to involve extended family. And hopefully, if you're established, you have a tradition. So some people go to Thanksgiving at one set of in-laws and Christmas at another. A lot of people want to spend Christmas in their own house, you know, because their children want to be at home for Christmas. So, you know, you have to negotiate and communicate, and often it's a compromise. And that stuff should be decided by this point in the year, you know? I mean, you should know where you're going for Christmas and how much, and if you're going to do, you know, two different households that day and that kind of thing, or who's coming to your house. So if you leave it to the last minute, chances are somebody's going to feel shortchanged or resentful, and that's going to set the tone
for not such
a great day.
So the key is to do it, to set the plans early, get it taken care of much, much sooner than around the holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, you should just have it organized, because for every house that you're going to, there's one that you're not going to. And right. So you need to go to that one on a different occasion, and everyone needs to know when that is, so that people aren't feeling like you're ignoring their side of the family, you know, so they can enjoy it when they're with your family. So I think you just, it's you know, one year on the odd years, it's Christmas with one set of family, on the even years, it's the other set, however it works. So, you know, don't put your head in the sand. Get out there and talk about it and say what you want to do and negotiate it.
Great tips.
Well, we're going to start, speaking in generalities here, can we go down your list of 11 tips that you've given us in regards to being able to manage stress, be positive, and be able to connect with your family during the holiday? Can we do that?
We can, yeah. I mean, I think the question, though, about the politics, I mean, that came up at Thanksgiving. I don't know if you all had Thanksgiving with politics at the table, but I know that I've spoke to some families who actually had people signing contracts, you know, that they would not be bringing up politics at the dinner table.
Oh, see, I went a different route. I unfriended everybody depending on who they voted for. No, I'm kidding.
That's one way to handle the situation.
Because I'm totally kidding, because it's the thing that you see on social media. If you voted for so-and-so, I want to know, because I'm going to unfriend you. I just thought that's kind of hilarious.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just a personal choice, and if people can handle talking about politics, then that's fine. But if people are going to get emotional and defensive and offensive, there's no, you know, it's going to ruin the holiday.
So, can't have
for
that.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, so your first tip is accept your limitations. Explain.
Well, again, I mean, I think that we as a society have really high standards for ourselves, whether it's, like you said, the gifts that you give. I guess some people in your family have really low standards, but in general, you know, we have high standards, and you probably spend time shopping, and or if you're having guests, you really want to be the perfect host. And I think that because we are, you know, a consumer-oriented society, there's a lot of focus on that, and you're not going to be able to control everything. And so understand that the holidays are really for connecting, not so that you can throw the perfect party or give the perfect gift. You'll do what you can. And as long as you've done your best, then that's got to be good enough.
Okay. Tips 2 and 3. Tip 2, avoid miscommunications and sarcasm. Tip 3, emphasize gratitude.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, when you talk about family members who are maybe cheap or, you know, aren't really as generous as they could be, you can feel that way. However, I think that it's probably better and would be a more positive tone if that wasn't focused on or emphasized, especially when there are kids around and things like that. So I would say that, you know, you think your thoughts, but try to remain positive regardless. And miscommunication is just rampant, and especially when people've got a lot going on and a lot of competing interests, like during the holidays. So if you're, you know, I mean, I know families who thought they were going to one house and they're actually going to a different house. So make sure that you, you know, clarify what the plan is way in advance.
Okay.
Gratitude, you know, I mean, I don't think that we, I know, Kevin, you do a great job of that, and but I don't think that we give back enough, or at least emphasize that enough, you know, in a real way. So try to do a community service project. Try to be out into the community demonstrating the gratitude component of the holidays.
I already did that with our next guest. I bought a couple of pins for the holiday festival in Hansel. We'll get to that later. But okay, so number four, have realistic expectations of others. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's just, again, like, I think your sibling is a great example. I mean, that person is who they are. They're not going to all of a sudden be generous because it's Christmas, you know? So don't expect more on that day than some other time.
I think that's a very good point.
Do you want to go with five?
Yeah. So we can do number five is trust your judgment more than your fear. I like this one. Can you explain that?
Well, I think that, you know, we're always thinking we need to do more. We need to do more. And, you know, you might be seeing another parent at the basketball game, and they might tell you what they got their kid, and then you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I didn't do enough. Or maybe you're going to have a party the day after you went to a party, and you're thinking, well, mine isn't going to be as good as that person's. You know, so there's that comparison that's ongoing, you know, in our heads, and I think when we start to think that way, we really need to stop it and recognize that we did, you know, we made the choices we made, whether it's gifts or what kind of party we're going to throw based on what we thought, and we don't need to question it just because somebody else is doing something different.
I think it's great. I think six and seven are related, and I like these. Be your best self and take care of yourself. Can you explain those?
Well, I think that, you know, people, when they get busy and they get rushed, sometimes, especially in this world of sound bites, and it's so technology-driven, don't really remember etiquette, don't really remember what it's like to try and make someone else feel comfortable. You know, we tend to, I'm being very sort of negative about who we are as a society, but there is that component of just being very self-absorbed, not really thinking about making the other people around you comfortable. And so kind of stop and reflect, you know, how are other people feeling? Am I doing my best to make other people feel comfortable? And I think that when you do that, it comes back on you. Then you get rewarded in return as well. So it's important to do that. And then take care of yourself. You know, I mean, I know people that are, you know, up for 20 hours during the holidays. Either they're wrapping presents or they're making cookies, you know, or they're cleaning their house, and that doesn't leave a lot of time for self-care.
That's great. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's important. I mean, you know, it's just what's the point if you get to Christmas and you're, you know, half there because you're so tired.
Oh, so true.
Exhausted.
So true.
Yeah.
Number eight, I think you kind of touched upon this when we were talking about how to make plans for the day, but number eight is communicate about expectations. This is a very important one.
Yeah, especially with your partner if you're married, you know. I know, you know, couples who want one kind of spending limit. One person wants, you know, this amount of money, and the other person thinks, well, no, it's okay to do this amount of money, and they'll fight about it. You know, again, it's sort of not really the focus, and yet sometimes people get down into the weeds and they, you know, kind of have a bad feeling when it's supposed to be fun to buy your kids gifts.
Number nine, don't split your children and do maintain firm boundaries. What do you mean by that?
So, you know, kids will ask for certain gifts, or they might want to have certain privileges. And I think that when parents sometimes say, well, it was okay with me, but it wasn't with your dad, or I would have done it for you, but she didn't want to, then kids, you know, start to get in the middle, and parents are going to be frustrated with each other when there's more stress. And we're all in agreement that the holiday increases the stress. So there's going to be more frustration, and don't involve your kids in that. That's what that means.
All right. Number 10, don't allow the holiday rush to monopolize romance time. So you're saying I should be spending more time under the mistletoe. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that always. I'm saying that at least sometime.
I like that one. It's probably my favorite one.
Get out the mistletoe and the paper. All right, here we go. And number 11, families should celebrate differences. Explain.
Well, there's the political difference.
That'd be a big one.
Who did you vote for?
I'm celebrating that. That's an extreme. But differences in terms of, you know, religious or cultural differences and trying to respect other people's ways of doing things. You know, some people wrap their gifts. Some people, you know, don't. And because Santa brings them unwrapped, you know, just however you want to do it, be open to other people's way of doing it as well and try to come up with something that works for everyone.
Well, before we let you go, we thank you very much for these fantastic tips. And I'll make sure that if I happen to find a price tag for $5 on one of my Yankee swap gifts, I won't get all upset and have any verbal jabs. But how can folks follow you and your blog and stuff that you're working on when it comes to giving out helpful tips like this?
It's drkateroberts.com on the web. That's the easiest way.
Anything in the works? You got anything special going on? What are you doing for the holidays?
I am spending it with my kids, and then I'm going to my sister's, and I'm going to see my mom, so there's going to be different people involved at different times. It'll be fun.
No Yankee swaps?
For work, there's a Yankee swap. Any good ideas about what I should get?
I was going to ask you the same question.
Yeah. I hear Job Lot has a lot of good stuff.
I don't know about that.
Kidding. Kidding, of course. Dr. Kate, as always, we appreciate having you on, and I think we're going to try to get you on right around either the end of the month or maybe just after the new year for folks dealing with the new year, you know, the setting expectations.
All
you know,
those resolutions.
Those resolutions.
Like on the back burner while people stuff their face with sweets until,
yes.
until after January 1st, and then it's all going to change, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, well, let's talk about having you on before the end of the year, somewhere either the end of December or the start of January. Okay,
that would be great. My pleasure. Okay, well, have a great holiday.
You as well.
You too. Thank you so much.
This is
Dr.
Kate Roberts joining us here on Monday Night Talk.